Episode number 301, live from Oshawa at the Camaro Homecoming.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And you know what? We are live in Oshawa.
Well, live to us.
Yeah.
Almost live to everybody else.
We're kind of recording this week on a portable device we have, so hopefully the sound quality isn't too horrendous.
Yeah.
But it's just for this week.
Yeah, that's right, because we're going to be back in the studio next week for the usual shenanigans
and whatnot,
all that.
Yeah.
But we gotta start off by talking about how incredible this show is.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, hands down, the most inspiring and unbelievable car show I've ever been to.
No doubt. I mean, how many cars do you think are here?
Too many.
Too many?
Not too many, but not enough actually, but too many to count easily.
Yeah. At least at this hotel, there's at least a couple hundred. And then from the show area.
Yeah.
500, so almost 600 cars?
I would say between 5 and 6.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely incredible. And it's all Camaros and surprisingly a small handful of Firebirds.
Yeah.
I would think between 500 and 600 easy.
Easy.
Easy. And there's surprisingly only a handful of Firebirds.
Yeah. I mean, we noticed that there was a lot of awards to be given out by
the
Ontario Camaro Club.
The kind of awards they used to give out at BMX races.
Yeah, they're huge.
They're 4 feet tall.
Yeah. And there's a whole section for Firebirds.
Through all generations.
Yeah. How many did you count?
There'd be 40 for Firebird and 50. 50 trophies for Firebird and 50 trophies for Camaro.
Yeah.
And I don't think I saw more than...
Five?
Maybe.
Firebirds?
Did you see any first-gen Firebirds?
No.
There might be one or two.
I saw a couple second gens.
Saw a couple second gens. I don't think I saw any third gens.
A couple of Firehawks.
Yeah, even including a 10th anniversary Firehawk.
Yeah.
But I don't even think they'll be able to give all those trophies away.
No.
And it's kind of sad, you know, but the rest was all Camaro, so at least the shining point of it, the silver lining, is that the Camaro is just so strong right now.
Oh, God.
And it had such a showing at this event.
This is the most amount of fifth gens I've seen in one spot. Bar none.
Oh yeah, I mean, like you said, we've got 200 in our hotel parking lot alone, and they're split amongst three or four hotels.
Yeah,
from what I understand. So you know, we know that you as listeners hate hearing about events that you missed, but you know, we're doing our best to bring you at least our live observations of what's happening, and it's going by so fast. Though, I mean, we're going to be shoving off to head home tomorrow.
Yeah.
After we get done recording this episode. Just an incredible event, top to bottom. From everybody at the BBOMG staff, making the BBOMG portion of it so incredible, putting forth a lot of effort to make it as free as possible. And
unbelievable.
Goodie
yeah.
bags and it, just cool stuff,
it's
you know.
Just incredible.
All for charity, too.
Yeah.
I just can't say enough good things about that. And
well, let's start with the rundown. So we got here on Thursday.
Yeah.
We came here in a caravan.
Right.
In a Camaro van.
Camaro van.
All the way from our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
In Metro Detroit.
Yep.
It took about, 4 hours?
About that to get here.
Yeah. Met up in quite a nice caravan there and took the trek in.
Yeah.
Got here to the hotel.
Started drinking.
Started drinking and haven't stopped. No.
Well, yeah. But
So the first day we meet at the Oshawa assembly plant.
Yeah.
And
jumped in line for the tour.
Oh,
to see.
Of course, that's been the highlight of this whole trip for me so far.
Yeah, it's pretty neat to see the cars come to life.
Oh.
And we only saw a fraction of the whole plant. It was just kind of like a little step in, walk around, step out. But it was really neat to see things come together and see all the pride and workmanship going into the product.
Getting to talk to some of the line workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was kind of a self-guided tour, but they did have, concierge or something.
Yeah,
what were they called?
Employees guiding us around the...
One of them was Mike Judge, Super 60.
Yeah, absolutely.
And definitely cool to see him. We talked to him. We met so many people. We met Jeff Bucknum,
yeah,
just the other night. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So then after the tour, we parked it and walked around and saw all the cool stuff. You know, we saw Bumblebee.
Yeah.
We got our picture taken with it. It was kind of funny. I'm sure we'll post that in the show notes.
Oh, of course.
What else did we do?
Well, we did the whole Chevrolet display.
Yeah.
The great folks at Chevy brought some cool cars out off 45th anniversary Camaro.
We saw the $1 million Camaro.
The $1 million.
That black,
yeah,
one that had all that extensive work done. It was nuts.
Yeah. A lot of convertibles on, yep, hand to, yep, to just get in.
Including a 45th anniversary convertible.
Yeah. First time I've seen one of those in person.
Yeah. What else? Some cool vendors. Great vendors to talk to and chat with. Everybody's really friendly. I guess the best thing to say about this so far is that I hope it is just as good next year.
Absolutely.
It's kind of a whirlwind in my head right now. I can't. There's so many things we did. An announcement was made.
Yes.
They're going to make the ZL1 with an automatic transmission as the second option to be available for it.
A lot of people wanted that.
Yeah, and a lot of people are really happy about that. In fact, we talked to some people, and they even said that made it so they're pretty much going to buy one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they pulled that up today.
News. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't an automatic, but...
No.
But the ZL1 was on hand for everybody to gawk at and take lots of pictures. And
what a crowd it drew immediately.
Yeah.
And then nobody cared about the other cars.
Yeah.
But there's just so many of them. I guess we shouldn't go too deep into this because we're just going to bore the crap out of people who couldn't be here. But look on the forum for the official BBOMG forum, because we're going to ask a lot of people here that are part of the BBOMG to post their photos there, so you know everybody who couldn't be to the event could live vicariously through,
yeah,
us. I don't know what else to say. It was just, yeah, too cool. Just too cool. And I'm going to be all bummed driving home because it'll be over.
Yeah.
And then our good buddy Camaro Scotty will start posting, you know, 364 the next day.
Yeah, no kidding. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. So we're not going to have any voicemails or emails.
No,
in this
but
episode.
We do have some, and I listen, yep, to them, and we're going to put those in a future episode, probably next week. And we're also doing something a little cool for upcoming shows too.
Yeah.
We're walking around and having a little conversation with some people.
Yeah.
And we'll include that on future podcasts, so you can, you know, you the listeners can listen to other people who have enjoyed the show here in Oshawa, and
you can kind of get to meet them on a short-term basis through the CamaroZ28.com podcast.
Yeah.
So tune in next week. We'll be back in the studio, and maybe we'll have some special guests, like one-minute interviews,
yeah,
that will spread out.
All queued
out
up and ready to go.
Yeah. So sorry this one's short and sweet, but thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.